The Siler City Open Sleeve Conference appeared in 1973 on an 800-334 number. There was a group of 10 numbers in 800-334, the INWATS code for the 919 area. One of those 10 numbers belonged to an actual customer. The others were unassigned, and some of the ones in that group of 10 were open sleeves into the operator intercept in the Siler City step. Here is a recording of Ben demonstrating the conference for his own tape recorder, calling between its two lines. When he talks about how it converts, he means that there's an 800-334 number which converts to what he's dialing, 919-742. The number was out of band from New York City, where he was calling from, so he had to dial the actual 919 number.
And now for a open sleeve, which converts, but is out of my band. The 800 is out of band for me, so I'll dial up the conversion. Okay, it's 919-742-5645 is an open sleeve, so I'll dial that. I'm with the recorder on that line, and then I'll knock it in on my other line, and then I'll get on the bass, which is 5640, and it's an unsupervised bass. Here we go. Okay, this is what the other line has on it now.
I'm talking from the second line. This is operator intercept. Now, the transmission's not all that great. I'm taking about a normal voice now. Let me flash and dial a couple of times. I think it's about the same as the last one I just dialed up. Okay, that's about all for this recording. Let me go back to the other, let me hang this one up and then go back to the other line for a minute.
Okay, that's all for this test. By the way, this is April 22nd, Monday, about 2 p.m., 1974. Goodbye.
That was, of course, recorded from a Crossbar 1 line in Bell Harbor, Queens, but now we're down in Goldston and Bon Lee, North Carolina. Here is a call to that same Siler City step, dialed locally from Goldston. You'll notice that as soon as I dial the first digit 7, there's a T-carrier trunk, and then some time after the last digit is dialed, it finally cuts through to the ringing number. That was a long flash. You'll notice we're still on that T-carrier trunk that we got when we dialed a 7. So let's redial the last 6 digits of a Siler City STEP 742 number. Why is it taking so long for a number in the Siler City step to ring when we call it? Usually, when you dial from an XY into a step or a step to a step, it rings right away. Well, the key is in the fact that it takes a long time and then you hear this click. Does that click sound familiar? Well, of course it does, because we called the Siler City conference twice from New York, and as the call was going through, we heard this. Now, if you've heard the long-distance series, you know that's the sound of an NX1 tandem dialing into one of its tributaries, and the cut-through sound is, which is the same thing we're hearing locally here. Although from here, you don't get all those nice sound effects. All you hear is the cut-through sound. Well, that's just the way NX1s are. Sometimes you hear everything, and sometimes you don't. It all depends on what trunk you're coming in on to what NX1. And yes, it's an NX1 that we're getting here locally. For some reason, they've decided to let the NX1 be the thing that connects the XYs in Goldston and Bon Lee to the STEP in Siler City. This NX1 is in the same building as the Siler City STEP. It includes the 663 prefix, and it is also the toll tandem for the area. Now, just to show you that the 7 is going to the 663 NX1, let's dial 7. And then dial the last 6 digits of a 663 number. You'll notice it rings pretty quick.
The Carolina Bank safe deposit boxes cost only pennies a day. Time 6, 40. Temperature 59.
Okay, in all fairness, it didn't ring right away, but that's because NX1s take a while to find the line you're calling. Very often you will hear the pulsing that it uses internally. In this case, you don't hear anything except a very soft tick right before the ring begins. The way they've set this up is so that the digit 6 or the digit 7 will go to the same Siler City local trunk to the NX1, and then you'll dial either 42 if you want the step, or 63 if you want the NX1. And the NX1 will dial into the step as necessary. So in spite of these XY selectors that can eliminate dialing errors, they've turned around and deliberately made it so that you can reach 663 by dialing 763, and you can reach 742 by dialing 642. But it's not a matter of digit absorbing, it's a matter of sending them both out on the same trunk, which is fairly efficient. Here's what happens when you dial 711. The 7 goes to the NX1, and the 11 is simply not a valid code. You can hear a customer dialing on the recording queue while it's ringing.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Siler City, North Carolina, 663.
By the way, you get exactly that if you dial 611. Let's find out whether dialing only 6 digits of a 742 number will do anything like maybe leave us on the step trunk or something. Nope, it's apparently looking for the complete 7-digit number before it does anything. Now, the second most unique thing about the Siler City step is that all of its non-working numbers are handled by a live operator. That's very unusual for an independent phone company.
Have the number you're calling.
742-0111.
Are you calling Siler City?
Mm-hmm.
That is not a good number.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I admit it, I've been ignoring Bon Lee. And there's a good reason for it. The payphone in Bon Lee was in a very high hum field. Wasn't a bad hum as far as these hums go, in fact, it's kind of charming. But I still prefer to remove the hum when it's coming from the environment around the phone rather than the phone network itself. And in this case, it's a major bear. So, let's compromise. Here are 3 token calls from Bon Lee. First, I'm just narrating to the tape. Then I'm calling the local Bon Lee recording. And finally, the 663 number in Siler City that goes to the time. And yes, the Siler City calls go through from Bon Lee exactly the same way. 6 and 7 go to a T-carrier trunk to the NX1. I'll leave the hum in and you'll hear what the tape really sounds like.
This is 919-837. It's in the same area as, it's in the Siler City circle. It seems to be pretty much like the office I was just at, which was 898.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording. Bonley, North Carolina, 837.
When opportunity knocks, be ready with a Carolina Bank savings account. Time 7, 6. Temperature 57.
Charming hum, and the amount of it varies because I was discovering that I could hold my head in different positions and reduce it, but there was no way to get around it because that was the best or the only phone in the whole town. So anyway, back to Goldston, which also had a hum, but I'm able to eliminate it a little more easily. As I said, the NX1 that is 663 is also the toll center. And from here, Goldston, or Bon Lee for that matter, if you dial 1, you go into a trunk to that same NX1, except it's for toll purposes. Here's what happens when you dial 1 plus a toll number. As soon as the camera trunk goes off hook at the end of the phone number, something here kicks in and gives us a busy signal. This is a fairly typical pattern. But one of the nice things about having NX1s on your OnePlus trunks is that they will give you some things without making the camera trunk go off hook, triggering that toll restriction. Here, for example, is the vacant code recording from the Siler City NX1 toll center, reached by dialing 1 followed by 311.
Thank you.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording, Fowler City, North Carolina, 663.
Here are two other things you can get through the OnePlus trunks, thanks to the fact that there's an NX1 toll center. First, OnePlus 411, which the Siler City NX1 sends into the step, and then 1 plus a distant area code plus 411 and four more digits, which will actually get us as far as the Greensboro 4A's recording.
Do you have a number for time of day in Siler City?
Yes, the number is 663-2121.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording, 9192. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording, 9192. We're sorry.
Well, that's a lot farther than we would have gotten had the toll center been a step or a 4A. This is similar to what we were able to do in Farmville. From a payphone which can't dial toll, we were able to dial a distant area code plus 411 and actually get onto the toll network. Had I had a blue box, I might have been able to experiment with using the 2600 to reset a toll trunk and maybe getting it so the flash was short enough or didn't come through long enough so that you could actually drop back onto the network and do something. But at this time, I wasn't carrying a blue box, not even a synthesizer, so I never did find out just how useful this toll access method was. Anyway, that's it for Goldston and Bon Lee. Next stop, Siler City itself. Now, when we get to the Siler City step, it's kind of cool because it uses the NX1 to get to Goldston and Bon Lee, but unlike from here, you actually can hear the outpulsing, and it's really kind of cool because when you dial the 8 to go to Bon Lee and Goldston, it's almost as if the NX1 is giving you a dial tone. So it's very odd. If you're in the Siler City step, it's almost as if you have dual service. It's step, but it's also NX1. That's how hooked into it it sounds like it is. Anyway, that's two presentations from now. What's next is my motel room phone, which is on a PBX, in the 663 NX1 exchange.